AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth warns U.S. strikes against Iran are about to surge dramatically.
When we say more to come, it's more fighter squadrons, it's more capabilities, it's more defensive capabilities, and it's more bomber pulses more frequently.
The U.S. apparently struck an Iranian drone carrier at sea. Israeli airstrikes pounded Tehran and Beirut, Lebanon today. Israel says most of Iran's air defenses and missile launchers have been destroyed. Earlier today, Iran fired missiles and drones into Kuwait, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Bahrain. All of those countries host U.S. forces. Saudi Arabia said it destroyed at least four drones around its capital, Riyadh. Flights arrived in New York and San Francisco carrying Americans who were stranded in the Middle East. Many expressed frustration with the State Department's directions to depart now, while flights were being canceled. In other news, AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on reactions to Kristi Noem's firing.
President Trump has fired his embattled Homeland Security chief amid growing criticism of her leadership. Just this week, Kristi Noem faced scathing bipartisan criticism on Capitol Hill over her handling of the administration's immigration crackdown and disaster response. On social media, the president says he'll nominate GOP Senator Mark Wayne Mullen to succeed Noem, and he's hoping to bridge a stark divide with Democrats.
I want to try to earn their support, and I'm going to be very open and honest with them.
The president's announcement came minutes before Noem addressed law enforcement officers in Nashville and did not mention her firing. Instead,
I will forward those grant opportunities to all of you.
Seemingly suggesting she'd stay on the job. Top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries is glad she won't.
Kristi Noem is gone. Good riddance.
The president's tabbing her as a special envoy for his new Western Hemisphere security initiative.
This is AP News. House Speaker Mike Johnson and Republican Party leadership are calling for Texas's Tony Gonzalez not to run for re-election. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Gonzalez admitted having an affair with a former staff member who later died by suicide. The House Ethics Committee is investigating. Michigan's Lisa McClain is chair of the Republican conference.
We didn't call for him to resign. We asked him to withdraw from the race.
Tennessee Republican Tim Burchett thinks Gonzalez's time in Congress is over.
I think he should do the right thing and resign.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says he would support expelling Gonzalez from the House, a rare step that requires a two-thirds vote from the chamber. Gonzalez told a radio talk show host he made a mistake and had a lapse in judgment. There was a lack of faith and takes full responsibility for those actions. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.